Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Wednesday BBS radio show and Creation Lightship Healing. Let's clear the date for everybody. And today is September 27th, 2017. And here we go, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And next, let's energize the light being or beings that you have up on a monitor screen or TV screens or different things. So here we go. Maybe your cell phone has one on it. So here we go, energizing that, bringing peace energy to you and in your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And if you have a situation happening, we'll help to alleviate that timeline that it's showing up on. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, well, see if Michelle is out there. Are you ready to go, Michelle?
Oh, yes, I'm all ready to go. Hi, Ron, and hello, everybody out there in the world. Welcome to the Wednesday night radio show. And I'm just reading through some of the emails. It looks like a lot of people have written in commenting about the cellular and mental clearing, the special work that was done on Monday night, I believe, and just how they felt and that they were going to do it themselves when they got home or later, and how that went. So I could read a couple of those. There's quite a few, so I keep finding them. Okay. But the
Once you read whatever is there, that's great. So I'm interested to see how it worked for people. So as many as there, just read them.
Yeah. Okay. So this first one says, hi, wow, disconnecting the torso, legs, and arms in a cellular way took away the emotional content from the issue and then made me forget the issue. Thank you for all you do. Well, that's cool. So, yeah, so they must have cleared the emotional connection, right? And then cleared it from the cell?
Yeah, that's how you have your stuff. It's all in your you could call it muscle memory, cellular, you know, memory. You know, it's kind of all similar. It's, you know, the thoughts are stored somewhere, and it's in your body, and we'll just say it's in your cells. So, yeah, let's just see how many you can read there. I'm really curious to see the comments from people.
Okay, let's see here. Well, I think I went down. I need to go back up. Okay. So let's see here. This says, extra 2 hours Monday show, 9:25. They're wondering, will that work on archives?
No, it will not.
Okay. All right. And let's see. I believe this was about that one. It says, it's a testimonial. It might be slightly different, but I think they get to that towards the end. It says, I ran the spirit integration all night while I was sleeping. When I noticed it is a complete change in consciousness, when I woke up, I felt completely rested and like I was born again of the spirit, like Ron talks about. They say they ran it for a couple days now since doing this, and they feel more secure in their body. They feel more centered and protected from bad things around them. They say, I feel like I can take on any situation that comes my way. And my thoughts when I speak aren't hard to come up with anymore. And I have the divine flow of my spirit talking and my heart using my mouth and the voice to talk effortlessly. So they say, thank you, Ron, for showing me who I am and what it means to be in your body. And this is like being in the body, and that feeling has not gone away. And they feel better than ever. And they highly recommend running the spirit integration for 8 hours while a person sleeps.
Yep, that's great.
Yeah. Those ones, I believe people have, as long as they're doing any healing, they have one of those on. Like, maybe even a different window or whatever, but do you want to talk about the run, like how when you're pulling out the darkness, then that spirit integration will help you?
Yeah, as stuff leaves you, your spirit can integrate more with your body. So it's kind of good to leave that one up running when you're doing clearing. Just put up a, you know, another window or move the light beam over when you have it up. Maybe it's, you know, a third of your screen or something. So it's still running, putting out energy as you're releasing things from you. You can also do it at the very end of the clearing. But a lot of people are telling me that they do it along with it, and it's they love doing it that way. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so the next one is also about that particular clearing. It says, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the extended cellular whole body clearing and answering my question on the cellular memory and its meaning. I am doing the whole life cellular mental clearing right after the live extended two-hour clearing tonight. I will send updates tomorrow. Wow, what a night. Thank you, Ron and host, for such a great discussion on cellular memory and mind of the body.
Yeah, that's good. So that date would be, what, 2 days ago, right? So it'll be the 25th. If you're on an archive, just go to September 25th, which is our Monday show, and the year is 2017.
Okay, yeah, it'll give you some really good information.
Clearing that we did will not work, you know, but at least you get the information about it. So back to you.
Well, and if you have the actual clearing, you can run it. And
yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah, is there anything that you would suggest besides just running it through your whole life times your age, or would you suggest anything for running it as a, you know, the special box? Like, what would you write in there?
Well, you only use a special box for the unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time that's being used for. So you don't even need to look at that. You just put your age in and your name, and then you run the clearing. Everything else is for the unlimited version. And that's to keep you current, you know, in your future after you do the whole lifetime one.
Okay. What if you have the unlimited? Would you do a special, would you do something separate in there, or would you just do the whole life for your age?
Well, you wouldn't do your whole life because the unlimited is only for after you completed it. So if you did it, we'll just say you did it on Monday. So you're 2 days out from not having any work done on you because everything was completed if you did that clearing on Monday. I should change that. Let's just say you did it 1 month ago, okay? You bought the clearing, you did it 1 month ago, and now you think, well, gee, maybe I should do some more work on myself with my cellular memory so you can get the unlimited version now. And you can go in there and clear it from 1 month ago to current if you have an issue happening. That's how you use the unlimited. So back to you.
Okay, sounds good. All right. So we have another one, testimonial recommendation, cellular mental clearing on the show. And it says, what a wonderful gift tonight. I had an issue with a coworker who is on another leave of absence, and I've been angry and very mental. One, it's a wonderful feeling to not be bothered by another person's agenda. Thank you. Thoughts and issues have vanished.
Great. Yeah, that's good.
Very good. It sounds like a real catch-all kind of clearing. Okay, this is another one. It says, after the 2 hours, I feel like a layer of garbage has been lifted off my body, everywhere on my body. It's hard to describe. It feels like my body is lighter, but it's a little different than that, a cleansing feeling. I am sure I will have more to report. I'm going to do the whole life cellular mental in the morning. Thanks, Ron.
You're very welcome.
Okay, let's see if there's any more. There's just a few more here that I haven't even looked at yet. So, well, while I find some more, oh, actually, I found one. Here it is. Okay, it says, clearing on Monday, my cells feel squeaky clean and opalescent sparkles. My pain levels are down 80%. I feel so ready for the 4-in-1 session and hope to be able to do it soon. They say they did send in the question about the cellular mental and the mind of the body. And they've done all sorts of different sessions with you of a couple of different things. And yeah, they're just ready for the next clearing to work. So I will forward this on to you, Ron, and so you can work with that person. Okay.
Okay,
I'm sure
great.
You already
okay.
have all their information and everything. So okay. Wow, very fascinating. I honestly don't recall the last time that you did a clearing when you got so much feedback, except maybe some of the special calls. Okay, so this one says, thank you, Ron, for the gift of the cellular mental clearing this past Monday show. I am still in observation mode on my experience. One thing I did notice is that I'd rather just be quiet rather than offer up thoughts. I like feeling peaceful. I feel like I want to preserve energy. I should tell you that I'm also running the mental clearing all day and night. I'm watching to see if I'm less tired as a result. It's a great blessing to be peaceful. Blessings to you, Ron. Wonderful.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you.
So good, everybody. Thank you for all the interesting feedback. It's really wonderful to hear. Okay, so I'm just seeing if there's one more here. Okay, it says, hi, this is hard to write, can barely remember. The Monday BBS show, Ron turned off our cellular mental body for 2 hours. Words are hard to come by, but had this feeling of inner buzz all over my body. The next day felt like I had shed my old self, like a system reboot. Wonderful.
Yep, that's good.
It says, wonderful, Ron. You are the best. Awesome. That's great. So, yeah, I guess it kind of shuts down all that cellular mental activity, and then the body is possibly back to the way you were intended to be? Okay. Well, this is a little bit of a different note. It says, I have been working on the Body Jumpstart Bundle. Can you please explain how I am to use the mind of the body clearing after the initial whole life clearing? What kind of specific incident issue would I put in there? I'm not great with words, but thank you. So, if they're doing the Body Jumpstart Bundle and they have the mind of the body clearing in that section, can they do a specific issue? And what do they write? Do they just keep it short, or?
Well, you just do the whole lifetime one. But the specific issue is only for the unlimited version.
Okay.
So you'd need to purchase the unlimited version from that bundle, you know, from that one clearing in the bundle, if you wanted to use one issue at a time.
kind of the body.
And I'm sure that it even states that in the instructions on it.
Yep. Well, the great thing is that whenever you buy a bundle, so you're getting basically several whole life healings for a very good discounted price because you're getting several of them together. And then if you want to do specific issues, you want to get your unlimited version. And then you can go specifically, let's say, to the mind of the body clearing and just pay $50 for the unlimited version, which you would have to do separately anyway if you had bought the clearing by itself. So you're still saving a lot of money. So then it's only $50, and then you can basically use it for the specific issues and unlimited amount of time. So for as long as we are all still here, or at least, you know, hopefully it's not long, but we have no idea. So that's good to know. Well, let's say they bought the unlimited version, Ron. Let's say they spent the $50 and they got the mind of the body clearing, and it was unlimited, and they had a certain issue. Let's say, I don't know, what do you think a person's issue could be, and how would they word that to have it cleared out?
Well, you just write your issue in that you're having and put it in there. So let's just say that you happen to twist your ankle. So you may want to use that clearing for a twisted ankle, you know, to help you out with the pain. Maybe it's a pain clearing that's stored in your cells. So you could release it that way. I'd recommend doing the pain clearing first. But, you know, it is still stored inside of you. So this is a little different because your other energetic bodies, like your pain body, is not connected to your cellular memory. So you definitely would want to maybe clear that out that way, too. That's the advantage of the unlimited version. But you never put in anything into the specific incident if you have not already completed your whole lifetime clearing, because it's not going to work for that issue. You're just wasting your time. So back to you.
Okay. All right. This is a question, Ron, about the conference call that's coming up on Saturday for our paint in our house. I believe it's $20 a floor, basically. And this person says our basement is not finished. We have some concrete walls and insulation-filled walls, no drywall or paint. So should I include the basement in the Saturday call or not? Thank you.
I would not include it because it's only designed for paint. It might work for wood, but I'm only going to be really charging up paint that's on your walls, because the paint is separate from the sheetrock or from the wood wall or whatever, and I'm doing just a layer of paint. Maybe we could do this call maybe in 6 months or something again, which might be the right time for the person doing their basement to have it completed if they're going to be painting their walls. So, but basically this is for painted walls. So, you know, wood might work. I'm not going to say that it will. If you want to try it, you know, just get on the call and let us know. It's only $20. And, you know, if you're maybe like in a typical, like maybe a mobile home or something, I don't think they use paint. They just use paneling and, you know, stuff like that. So it may not even work that way for you. So I'm just dealing with the energy of paint. So back to you.
Okay, good to know, because I'm sure they don't want to. Well, they could just do other floors in their home, or maybe just the upstairs. Okay, so this is another email that we got, and it is about the duct barcode removal. So a lot of people have been doing them for the placenta call, and they have finally finished. It says, my husband and I are feeling so much better. after doing all the death barcode removals, including 100 placenta death barcodes. During the healing process, we experienced flu-like symptoms, light depression, and really bad breath, death-like. Everything seems to be working a lot better in our lives, and I don't need to take particular prescriptions anymore. After the clearing, my body began to reject the prescription and became covered with hives. With Ron's extra help and several days of water charging, the side effects are all gone. Thank you, Ron and Creation Lightship, for everything you give and take away. Blessings.
Yeah, that's good that you're feeling better. Yeah, when I got that email about having hives, I go, oh no, you know. So there must have been something there waiting to come out, you know. So
yeah,
and it left. But yeah, it's normally you don't have any reactions to the clearing; just you feel better, you know. But you know, there are some exceptions that happen, and you know, it just depends, you know, whatever's happening. Everybody, let's say, like I say, is dealt a different set of cards, and you know, you don't know what's lurking there. But once you get it released and you go through the process, in a sense, your body goes through the process, because the healing is done once it's completed. Once the healing is stopped, it's done and over with, and then your body now needs to adjust itself and catch up to life again. That's what happened. So when I used to do the clearings for people on paper, you know, years and years ago, I'd say once I let go of my pencil and it, you know, put it on the table, healing's done. It's completed. Don't look back. And don't ever think that it didn't work. Because some people are feelers, and it may not even be working with your feeling body when I do the clearing. So you wouldn't sense or feel maybe anything. But most people do feel relaxed after doing like the first 10 years on an emotional clearing. You can see them walking different. The shoulders drop. Their face tends to have a little more smiles in it. And they just feel great. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay, good. Yeah, some people don't feel it, and some people do, and it does work either way, and eventually you do notice those results, or sometimes I've gone, oh, yeah, I think something did change, and it literally takes me a couple weeks to realize that is what did it, like a certain healing or whatever. And but it is common in the physical world, I'll say, to maybe when you're cleaning yourself out to have possibly a reaction, depending on whatever you're letting go. And everybody's got something different, so who knows? But it always feels way better, you know, to do the work and to be done with it. It's just amazing. So great, congratulations, listeners, that was so successful for you. Okay, so this next one is a comment about the placenta call. It says, hi, Ron. You asked for a comment on the Monday show about the placenta healing or maybe the barcode removal. And it says, I just remember after the placenta healing, the next day just wandering around my place, I did not know what to do with myself. So much happened on that call, so I clean. It seems important to rid my place of old energy. I kind of felt like an elephant that had its chains released and was still walking in circles. Thanks for the reverse. I have some issues with my younger person in their life. I thought today she is not used to seeing me so self-empowered. I am very different now in the now. Grateful to you, Ron. Thanks for showing me the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Oh, okay, here's another one. This is great. I continued with Ron's work from Monday's show, by running the cellular mental clearing to clear judgment from all my cells. And they did this for 1,400 minutes, which is a full day. Big changes as the darkness clears out. I am able to sense my spirit stronger and clearer than ever.
That's great.
Wow. Yeah, so it sounds like they did choose a particular issue because they have the unlimited and it was to clear judgment. Do you want to talk about judgment a little bit, Ron?
Yeah, we also have a judgment clearing. So everything that we do is a law of cause and effect. You probably should know that by now. And that's judgment. And you go from one extreme to the other. So, you know, like happy and sad, those are both judgments. And when you judge something, then you're on a timeline of that judgment. And then the body now will try to readjust itself, and it could take years to come back into balance from one of those negative thoughts that you had or a positive thought. Remember, thoughts are there just to entrap you into, you know, the duality here of living outside of the present moment. So you're not in the now when you're doing that stuff. A little hard to kind of talk about it because a lot of people don't understand it because they've been giving false information throughout their life about different things, especially organized religion. And now you can see why, you know, in the Bible, Jesus mentioned, like, turn the other cheek. That's to be, you know, not non-judgmental with something. I don't think he meant that, if that was a correct statement. We'll just say that it was correct. I don't think he meant that to not respond or do something or react, you know, if something is, you know, harming you, you know. You know, you can still walk away, possibly, if you can. But you don't want to become a victim either. But the whole thing is not to be in judgment with situations. So if you look at groups of people that gossip a lot, we'll say, then that's all judgment stuff. And you get tied into that. So, you know, that goes also into the, you know, the 12-step programs where people talk about their issues and nothing's wrong about talking about them, but then you're getting quartered by everybody else. And that's where the problem lies. And are you ever well of that? Because you're always reciting the same stuff over again about how you're unable to, you know, deal with your life and this happened to you. And, you know how the 12-step programs work. I'm sure most people may even been in it who listened to the show tonight or know about that. But, you know, you do have the responsibility to yourself and your spirit to walk away, Renee, turn the other cheek, and then start a new life. It's up to you to do that. And keep talking about how you're an alcoholic or, you know, you're a narcotic addicted person or something. Well, that's the path that you chose to be. And, you know, you're a free choice always to change your reality. And, you know, it's the same thing as, you know, having a judgment on when you go to the store to pick potato chips, you know, if you want to eat those, and you judge different ones. And true, some could be better than others. But, you know, you don't want to, after you go through your initial judgments of maybe trying different brands, we'll say, then you don't look at the other ones after you have done that and say how awful that thing was. When you walk by maybe four different brands of potato chips or whatever, you just know that what you're going to be getting is what you want. So you don't want to give it any more energy than you possibly can. And so that's the whole process. We deal with judgment clearing. If you're really stuck on something and you just can't seem to get rid of it and you try different clearings, then you may want to look at the judgment one because that's a whole lifetime clearing just for judgment. And, remember, you want to do that probably after you do maybe a half a dozen clearings and then do the judgment. You know, because everybody has fear. Naturally, you do the emotion, the mental,
These are all whole lifetime clearings, and they got fear, maybe trauma, anxiety, pain. Those are kind of the main ones that people will tend to have, unless you don't have pain and something else could be bothering you. And maybe you're an empath, and so you want to clear out those energetic bodies that are contaminated. And after you do that and you still have judgment on something, then look at it and, you know, see if you need to get that judgment clearing, because it may be what you may need, because it's going into a different realm, a different body that you were not even anticipating would have problems. So the judgment body is for the stuff that you collect, and it's really, you know, a heavy duty negative clearing, you know, that you're going to be having to get this stuff released out of you. The clearing won't be negative, but you're dealing with a lot of stuff. And, you know, like the people have who were on the call doing the placenta clearing, that was your foundation for your life. That's probably how you view life now, or then, before you had that clearing. And it freed you up so much because you had those major core issues upon your birth, and the separation and the abandonment and everything else, and maybe even the anger. And that's how all these bodies start to, you know, get activated. Normally you don't get activated until about the age of, you know, maybe one or two, but you still are holding that energy of like losing your best friend. So all of a sudden, you know, you're living that throughout your whole life. Maybe you're 60 today or something, and you go, wow, I didn't realize I was harboring that much stuff from the day that I was born, the first hour maybe. So anyway, you know, the judgment clearing is if you have a more difficult situation with something and you just can't seem to shake it, you know, you may want to try that clearing. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That was a really good explanation. Is judgment in our DNA as well?
Well, it would have to be an energetic body, number one. In the DNA, I don't know if that would be a correct assumption to say that, because your DNA is filled full of lifetimes of situations. So that could bring upon judgment in this lifetime of anything, any kind of special clearing or situation that you're in needing to be cleared. But the judgment is an energetic body that holds on to those really deep-seated things. And normally the other bodies will get rid of it, but if you don't, then, you know, use the judgment one. But I don't know if it's really in the DNA, because your whole body has experiences, and you're not necessarily judging them as good or bad. It's just experiences. But when it comes up in this lifetime, then you do judge it. So back to you.
Okay. Okay. So we have another question here, Ron. It says somebody wants to know the difference between the mind of the body and the mind interference body clearing. And if you could do samples of them, they would appreciate those as well.
Okay, mind interference, boy.
Mind interference, the mind of the body.
Yeah, the mind interference is how, boy. That's going back too far for me to comment on.
Okay.
I put it up for a reason, but right now doing this show, I'm not going back into, you know, a long time ago. You know, I'd have to probably go back, you know, 10, 12 years to figure out why I put that in there. It would have to deal with how the mind is sabotaging you, I believe, you know, on something. It could be like, you know, the darkness, which is in control of your mind. The aliens are not wanting you to heal yourself. So naturally, you're not going to get the clue that you need to heal something, because they're putting you into a different direction. So they're interfering with your mind to have a healing produced. So that's why what I think I put it up for. as far as a sample of that, boy. We could try something. So you need to think of something, but you're not going to know what it is because the aliens aren't going to want you to know what it is. So really can't do a sample of that because they're blocking you. They're not going to say, here's the passcode to get out of this place, you know, so you can have some more understanding. They're not going to give you that. The clearing could give it to you, but, you know, they're not going to allow you to see what needs to be done because they created your mind to sabotage you. So they're not going to help you out with that. So you're probably never going to be able to get a clue on what you need to do with that. That's why it's a whole lifetime clearing. So I guess back to you.
Okay. You know, that's fine. I appreciate your trying to gather the information. I think that you actually did answer this in a little bit more detail. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking it's like 3 months ago. I wish we had a list of exactly when certain things were discussed, but all I can offer is if somebody comes across it, to please let us know the date of that show, or to, you know, continue listening to the archives because there's always so much great information in there. And if you come across the listener, please let us all know. But I do believe that you did answer that question a little while ago. So,
you think it was on our show that we had on a Wednesday then?
That I don't know. But I just remember hearing you talk about it, so I'm not sure if I was on that show or if it was, you know, one of the other co-hosts doing it. I'm not sure. I'm becoming very much, you know, in the moment, and it is very interesting because I used to be able to just, you know, look at almost anything and tell you, oh, this happened, this, and I got this here, and I would remember specific things, and now I'm like, I'm not sure. So I think it's really a good thing, though. It's like, to me, it means I've let go of a lot of little things that just didn't matter. And, you know, because all that stuff can be found anyway. But, you know, in the end, I do have this clearing. I have actually both of them, and I can say that they're both good to have. So if the listener is feeling like they're interested, maybe, you know, maybe they might want to investigate further by actually getting them and finding out because maybe their, I don't know, body wants to have them done or something. I'm not sure. Okay, so let's see here. We still have a few new ones in here. All right. Alien abduction bundle cellular memory. Is the cellular mental whole life included in the alien abduction bundle? I'm going to look on the website and see. Now, do you remember that at all, Ron, that you did the alien abduction bundle, and it was a couple different healings? You did that about a year ago, maybe?
Yeah, I can't recall.
Yeah. Okay, let me see if I can kind of call it up. I know listed on the left-hand side, there should be something referring to it. And then it'll tell you what's all included in there. Let's see if I can come up with the bundle.
I'll do a clearing for the black mist. Okay? That's the stuff that hangs out, and it's really awful, awful energy. So here we go. This is also a free clearing on the website, Black Mist Goo, something like that. So here we go. We're going to release that energy from you. That could be in your room, but maybe it's not visible to you. So we'll just see. Here we go. One, two. Well, I'm yawning already. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I better count to 100.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So just see if that has helped you a little bit.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I did pull up the Alien Freedom bundle, and it includes the Alien Blood Barcode Removal, the Alien Energetic Slime Body Coat Removal, the Alien Energetic Red Coat Removal and Oxygen Infusion, and also the Abduction Barcode Removal. So that's four good healings, and that is for $150 for a person. And I believe that's just, you know, you're going to get the whole life, so you can run each of those then by your age. And then if you want to do the unlimited version of any one of those, then it's just another $50. So you've probably saved yourself a couple hundred dollars by getting a bundle. So I always suggest getting the bundles first. They're really a great deal. So, okay, so the cellular mental is not included in the alien abduction bundle. Yeah, it's not on there. But, you know, well worth it. So great, great clearing to have. And I always do always suggest getting the unlimited immediately because, let's face it, it's just good to do it more than once. Not by the whole life, but possibly by situations and things like that. And to keep your whole life updated eventually, possibly. I don't know, some people do it. They do it at intervals. They write themselves a note. They say every, you know, couple months they run all the healings they have, or maybe once a year, something like that. Okay, so this next one says, recommend Mind Loop 2, birth programs after the placenta conference call. Oh, maybe they're recommending that as a Mind Loop 2? Birth programs after the placenta conference call.
Yeah, that's how you view life, is the Mind Loop 2. After you pop out, that's your mind looping number 2. Mind looping number 1 is phrases and reoccurring thoughts over and over again, you know, that you have. But the Mind Loop 2 is how you view life when you came out and you looked or felt the energy, whatever, and you thought, man, why am I here again? So, yeah, that's the Mind Loop 2. Yeah, that'd be a great healing to augment the placenta one. Wow. So back to you. I never even thought of that one. That's great.
Yeah, could you expand on that? How would that work? Just run it for your whole life because that had to do with you when you came in?
Yep, that's what it is. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, and that also sets patterns that you're going to be living with for your whole life.
Oh, my goodness. Interesting. I have that one, and I actually got it after you had talked about it on the show when you were saying, oh, yeah, if you're always like, seriously, why am I here again? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was me. As a child, I remember actually thinking that. So I've done it, and now, wow, it really did kind of change my attitude on things. So I'm very, very glad for that one. That one really helped me out quite a lot. Okay, I'm actually opening that window right now so I can do that one. Okay, so back to the cellular mental clearing. Hi, Ron. Upon waking on Tuesday morning after the Monday night show and the additional 2 hours, I experienced all my cells in my body aligning and in agreement that it was time to get up. I never had that happen before. Getting up has always been traumatic. Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, really good. And I get it, listener. I totally get it. Okay. I just want to remember that particular testimonial. It was really good. Okay, this one says, I just have one question, or rather, an observation. On the creation lightship, this says they were unable to find a certain archive August 18th, but I believe that that has been posted so far. I will keep this and star it, and we will let our radio guys know, but I think that somebody else actually wrote in about that, and now it is there. Okay. Bundle. Oh, this is about the bundle question that we were discussing a little bit ago. I thought it was to be used for 3 months. That's the confusion. So do you want to talk about that a little bit, Ron?
Yeah, I think that could be correct. It could be a three-month clearing if you would like to do that. I believe that's what it was.
Okay, but they're not supposed to do situations. They're supposed to maybe every day update their whole life clearing?
That I can't answer. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
But I put that clearing up, I know, to help people get freed from the aliens. That's why it has the extended time on it. So, you know, if they do try to come back on you with something, then, you know, you have a remedy for that situation. You know, sometimes you could do a clearing and the aliens won't know that, you know, you got rid of something, and then maybe they... check once a month or something, and they go, oh, this person got freed. Or maybe the timeline is gone and they'll never find you again. But that's why I put it up for a longer time to give the maximum amount of usage just that you can have on that. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, so this is an interesting question. It says, why did Jesus advocate... prayer. Why did Jesus advocate prayer? And we actually discussed this a while ago. Again, I'm not sure right now of the exact show, but I believe you alluded to the fact that he didn't. Those things were written about him.
Yeah, I don't perceive him doing any prayer work when I was in the body. I don't see any prayers ever being used during the healings or any affirmations or anything. So, and I don't think he was baptized either. So that's another thing. The baptism is to help to contract you and have your spirit stolen when you get baptized. So that's one thing that I don't think was valid there. I don't perceive, you know, you have the Lord's Prayer that everybody probably knows if they went to any kind of church. I don't think that was written the way it's was supposed to be. I think it's just giving thanks to the universe for, you know, having, you know, to have life here, to have, you know, the food, et cetera, but not to go too much deeper into that. I heard a long time ago that the Aramaic version is completely different than what they have, you know, in the King James, you know, Bible. But anyway, you know, and it's hard to say, you know, how things have changed and since then, and how words can have a different meaning way back when, you know, compared to what it is now. So anyway. But I don't perceive any type of prayers that was actually done to ask some alien out there, you know, for help and assistance, you know. Ask for a favor. So back to you.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, really, I guess, you know, if you, I don't really, you know, I haven't studied all this, but I just have heard a few things. But I don't think that any of that was written down or kept in what, you know, we know is now the Bible. But for, you know, for many, many years after Jesus died. So I guess it is suspect, you know, how much of that is somebody's take on something or what they want you to believe or do. So, you know, there's just really no way of knowing. Okay. Somebody is wondering, they are having some people in their home and they're wondering why they're not feeling very good. Would you give some suggestions as to some clearings that may a person might do if you have somebody like in your house and you start to not feel good? I'm thinking entities would be a good one, but they're wondering if they're, you know, thinking thoughts about them or whatever. Want to talk about what a person could do wrong?
Yeah, maybe even maybe the person's in depression and bringing you into depression too. You know, you might look at that if that's a possibility. You know, if the person is thinking negative thoughts to you, then that means they're a dark side practitioner sending you negative or even positive vibes. It doesn't make any difference. It's still an energy. And that energy is never compatible to you because it's attacking your body. And so you may want to do that clearing also.
Okay.
So what I will say on the baptism, you know, it's sort of portrayed that, you know, going into the water, you know, and you get yourself cleansed. And then maybe, you know, far what we believe or have heard about, you know, John the Baptist, you know, probably did some mumble-jumble stuff, you know, to Jesus. I doubt if that ever happened because right away, as a light being, you don't look up to anything. And so at that point, you already have everything in you that you need, just like everybody who's listening has everything in them what they need. Just that may be a little diluted, but as a light being, you have the confidence of pure light working through you. So there'd be no way that you would ever want to surrender to somebody doing something to you to cause you harm or to take away your light. So that's how I would answer the baptism thing if somebody were to ask me that. Or if they're wondering what I'm talking about, that I said I don't believe he's ever baptized. Because why would you want, as a light being, to surrender your energy to something else outside of you that's supposed to be over you? As light beings, all light beings have the same energy, the same, say, status. And so the times when I would bring in, I would do calls in this year, I'd bring in some of the masters for people. And I still do that on the Sunday calls. But the energy to me feels all the same when I bring in those different master energies that were here on the planet, and it could just be for a very short time. But when I bring them in, they're all the same to me. I don't feel any difference, like one is more, you know, warm and fuzzy and one is different or that. No, it's all the same energy. It's just that the bodies that the light beings came through may have different personalities to the body that people remember. But the energy of source energy is the same. So there's no differentiation between one light being and another. And you never look up to something that's stronger than you or to pull energy from because you think you're contaminated or something. No, you're already it. There's nothing. Light is light. And you can't get different types of light. It's just all the same light. So hopefully that helps all of you. So let me give a little different twist on situations. And that's why I'd highly recommend doing that baptism clearing. I think it's under alien baptism. and that will release your the contract between you and the darkness energies that brought forth the baptisms. So, I guess back to you, Michelle.
Okay,
like
well,
it's like our show's about over, huh?
Yeah, that is. But I just wanted to mention that we do have the special call on Saturday, September 30th. Light codes will be activated into the paint in your rooms in your home. The cost is $20 per floor. So if you have two floors in your home, that's $40 that you want to have activated. The call is at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you pay via PayPal, which is on the website, like give a donation to PayPal, say how much. And I think many people are familiar with that because they've probably done it before. So if you have any questions, we always have Friday night show to answer any more questions. And if you wanted to write in, that address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So thank you.
Okay, so let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. This you must say out loud. So here we go. So what you do is you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate that energy and say transfer the darkness into light. Your thoughts are darkness, and your spirit and your heart center will say is in the light, so it instantly puts it into peace and takes away the charge on it. That's what all the clearings do on the on the website. So here we go. This will help you out to be peaceful. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, and we'll see you later. Bye, all.